Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name's Corey Fleck, and I'm hosting the first segment of this weekend's edition because all of you that tune in during the week probably noticed I was away for really the last half of the week attending the Beaver Creek Precious Metals Conference, one of my favorite conferences to go to where I get to meet face-to-face with a lot of companies in the resource space. I had over 24 meetings this week in simply just 2 days while there. Shad did a great job of filling in for me, covering what really was a pretty interesting week in the markets on the back of that inflation data. There's a lot of talk at the conference about the markets and the meltdown on Wednesday and Thursday. I do have to say, though, at the conference, there was still a lot more optimism than I would have expected from these companies as gold continued to break down. Now, it did bounce back on Friday, but I have to say, when it comes to the stocks, and that's what this conference is all about, is talking to companies. To me, there is a clear divide between a lot of these juniors here. Cash, if you have over 5 million, even over 10 million, there is that line right there in double digit million dollars. There's a number of well cashed up exploration companies that do have a good plan of how to allocate that cash, and they're not so market dependent. They can weather out this storm for at least another year and a half. That seemed to be a big sticking point at this conference, was do you have enough money easily into next year and even into 2024? And that even includes some work plans that these companies have. So I was introduced to a couple new stories that I will be bringing on to the show. And one of the themes is really going to be cash is king in this market. If you have cash, you control a bit more of your destiny, because there does seem to be some banks sniffing around, but they're looking for some pretty cheap financing. So that's a theme that I think we're going to be paying a bit more attention to as we progress through this week. And then on top of that, one thing we need to understand is that it seems like news is still going to be relatively slow out of the sector. A lot of companies aren't seeing a lot of benefits, quite simply, from putting out early news. That's why we're seeing less even visuals of DrillCore. Not that I don't think that's a good thing. I think some of those market news releases can skew the market, but we're not seeing any of those right now. So any news that does come out from companies, I think you need to pay a bit more attention to. They have really taken their time to release that and put it out when they need to for the market. So that's one thing to consider on the news front. One other big theme that I heard from companies and also from a lot of investors that I talked to out there is a lot of people seem to be focused on blue sky at some of these projects, which is always nice to consider. However, one thing that I think it distracts us from is actually looking at value in these stocks. All these stocks have been sold off so much, which is all what relates back to that cash is king theme. It's important to have some fundamentals behind these stocks. Stocks have ounces in the ground in good jurisdictions, some well-known older jurisdictions. There are good companies set up with ounces in the ground and still solid drill programs. Some new jurisdictions, there are also companies moving projects ahead that are well capitalized. That's another theme that I think investors should be focused on, is more looking at the value in these stocks. I know blue sky can be attractive, but some of these companies with ounces in the ground that are getting valued at $5 an ounce, even lower than that, I think these could really be the first ones to bounce back. Who knows when the market is going to bounce back, but this is a theme that I think we need to be looking at, which ties into another theme that we're always talking about, which is M&A. So any mergers or acquisition targets, there does still seem to be that consolidation more at the top of the pyramid for these stocks. And through a lot of my conversations, there are definitely a lot of companies that are in a good position, you would think, to sell the project. I don't see a whole lot of M&A coming just from the conversations I had. I hope I'm wrong on that, because M&A really is a great avenue for liquidity so that investors can rotate that money into other stocks in the sector. But the whole M&A angle, it does still seem to be slow. Hopefully I'm surprised on that. That was just another takeaway that I had. And another thing that was kind of timed with the M&A is producers, mid-tiers. That's where people are looking for acquisitions, because these mid-tiers, there are a number of them that are making good money. If you're in production right now, then you still should be generally cash flowing. It's the development companies that continue to get hit. Hopefully that all changes, but you really need to dive into these economic assessments that companies are coming out with. Another theme that does seem to be catching some investors' eyes is building out of land packages. When companies are out there, whether big or small, there seems to be this trend of growing land packages at this time, which I think is a great idea. And from what I heard from some of these companies, it tends to be a focus right now, making sure that they do have the area tied up that they want to drill when they're allowed to drill it, and when the market, quite frankly, rewards drilling a bit more than they are right now. If you are drilling as a company, looking at infill drilling, the market doesn't seem to care about that. It is exploration drilling. That is always something that moves the needle. But I think it's even more so right now, because ounces in the ground aren't getting valued at anything. So if you're infill drilling, it is necessary, but the market's not rewarding it right now. Something to consider as we progress through what still might be a generally tough time for the markets. A couple of the positives, or other positives, that I took away from this conference was the gold-silver ratio. There's a lot of people watching that and how that has improved throughout this week. You do need to balance that out with what was a tough week for markets across the board. Gold held up there relatively better. Silver did start to outperform gold, but there's still a big risk of another waterfall decline. We are entering generally that crash season. So my big takeaways from this conference, it was a great conference. I'm glad to get in front of a lot of these companies again. And pay attention to our website. We're going to be introducing a handful of new companies that I think are pretty interesting, simply from the aspect that they do have cash in the bank and they still have work programs that are moving assets forward in what is a tough market. That's pretty much it for me this week. Again, it's been a long week. These meetings, they come back to back to back, but it's so interesting being able to put a comparison around these companies when you meet with them pretty much every 35 minutes. You really do get to see which ones are more confident, which ones have the funds able to execute on their plans. Everybody has plans. Not everybody has cash to execute on those plans. Look, I hope everybody had a great week. We will be back full-time this upcoming week. For the rest of this weekend show, we're going to be replaying some of the daily editorials that Shad recorded while I was away, simply because it was a very, again, big week for the markets with the inflation data and the market moves on the back end of that. I hope you all enjoy this weekend's show and these replays. And please, as always, keep in touch with Shad and I through email. I'll post those emails in the weekend show posting. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, this replay from this week's daily editorial is from Jordan Royburn that was posted on Wednesday.
Hello, and welcome to the KE Report. I'm your host, Shad Markowitz, and I'm speaking today with Jordan Royburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. Jordan, it's always great getting you on the show just to get your thoughts on the macro setup we see in the markets and how that relates to the precious metals and resource sector. I guess the big news this week, Jordan, was that the CPI reading came in a little hotter than people expected, which threw the markets a curveball because almost everybody was on the side of the boat expecting CPI to keep pulling down, inflation to keep lessening, especially with energy prices pulling back and commodities prices pulling back. But it was kind of a wild card, and as a result, everybody looked forward, the forward-looking market, to, okay, now it looks like the Fed's going to have to hike higher and longer than people expected, and it really hit most markets across the board. What's your outlook on how the Fed cycle is wrapping up and that reading being a little bit hotter on the CPI this week for inflation?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a surprise. And I think there's a couple things we can look at. The first thing is the inflation and in the CPI, which I didn't study that closely, but it seemed that the takeaway was that, yes, you know, commodity prices are coming down, so inflation will come down. But the problem is all the other stuff in the CPI, or at least most of it, is not going down and is actually trending up. And so that's a problem because that's the stuff that I don't want to say it matters more than food and energy, but it's more steady. It's less volatile over time, as we know. And so I think that this idea that the CPI and inflation is going to come back down to 2%, the market is obviously realizing or thinking that that's not going to happen. Yes, the CPI is going to come down, and yes, it's going to be materially lower, probably in 12 months or maybe 15, 18 months, but the odds of it coming back down to 2% or even 3% having a soft landing, that seems really low. So when you have the non-food and energy stuff still trending up, then perhaps next year you're still looking at, I don't know, maybe even a 5% CPI or 5.5% when the market and permabulls are thinking it could come down to below 4%. So that, I think that's one thing that the market is grappling with. And then obviously, you know, when the Fed is going to stop, before this report, the terminal Fed funds rate as per Fed funds futures was 4%. And I think yesterday it came in at 4.33%. So the market essentially added a little bit more than one rate hike to the end of the cycle. And so the Fed is coming closer to the end of the cycle. And I did see a chart, I think it was from the Fed and also Wells Fargo. I don't know if it was a Fed forecast or if it was Wells Fargo's forecast, but basically it showed that the Fed funds rate would get up to 4% or a little bit higher, and then the Fed would be basically starting to cut rates second half of next year and then into 2024. So I think that's probably how the Fed is looking at it, that, okay, now we have a shot to get to 4%. We need to get to 4% because we're going to have to cut rates back down to 2.5% when there's a recession. And so I think the market got spooked because, you know, prior to this news, you're looking at 4% as the end. And, you know, the Fed is basically already up to 3.25% after this month, or at least that's the high end of their target range. And so after this month, they're pretty close to being done anyway. And so I think the market got a little spooked that, you know, ooh, maybe there could be, you know, maybe they could get to 4.25%. But I don't want to overreact to just one piece of news. But I think that was the bigger takeaway was that the non-food and energy part of the report is still trending higher and is not going to come down anytime soon. And that's obviously going to be a big problem over the next 6 to 12 months. Because at some point, I mean, you have all these indicators that are flashing recession next year. At some point, the Fed really is going to be between that rock and a hard place where, you know, you're in a recession, but inflation is still an issue. It's not coming down enough. It's not coming down fast enough. So I think, and I think that's what the markets are showing right now, basically, that inflation is still a bigger issue than recession.
Yeah, it does seem that way. And then the other thing that happened is, you know, obviously the 10-year is up to 3.4%. We've seen the U.S. dollar reverse. It was around 107, and now it shot back up over 109. So that's kind of hampered the commodity sector again this week. And we did see a nice bounce in silver, which was strange compared to the rest of the commodities, even in the face of the strong dollar. So I'd love to get your thoughts on silver. It was down around the mid-17s, and now it's up in the mid-19s. Pretty big reversal. Why do you think that happened in the face of most everything else pulling back?
Yeah, silver is really interesting here, and I know a lot of just people that I talk to that are not necessarily gold bugs, they've been watching it in the last couple of weeks, and the net spec position in the COT was actually negative, which means that the speculators are actually net short, the commercials are net long, and we've seen that a few times in the past, but essentially this is the second most bullish position ever. If we're looking at it from a contrary perspective, which is basically how everyone looks at the COT. And so the most bullish reading ever was at the 2018 low, the summer of 2018. Now, there are the other three or four biggest or, you know, best readings in the silver COT. One of those, I think, was in 2019 before the Fed cut, everything took off. And there were a couple others when silver just rallied for a little while, then it kept going lower. So this doesn't necessarily indicate that silver is at a major bottom here. But it's definitely, I mean, you're looking at, again, the second best reading ever from a contrary perspective. And then in addition to that, if you look at the short interest in the SLV, nominally speaking, that's at an all-time high. If you look at as a percentage of the shares out in SLV, it's basically tied for being at an all-time high. And so if you look in the last 2 months or so, you've had this huge acceleration in short interest in SLV. And at the same time, I mean, silver has come down, but it hasn't really fallen apart that badly. So you've had a huge increase in short interest.
All right, everyone listening on the radio, unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment. But again, these are replays of daily editorials from this week. And this interview goes on for another about 8 minutes. So to listen to the full interview, either go on our website and click on that Wednesday posting, or you can click on this weekend show posting, which will still have these full interviews all posted as one within this weekend show. Again, the following couple segments are going to be replays of the weekday daily editorials that Chad recorded, all of which I think are very important as a general outlook for the markets and metals. Everyone, stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady will be traveling to Great Britain Saturday to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. The British monarch died recently at the age of 96. Officials in Jackson, Mississippi are lifting the city's boil water advisory. The governor making that announcement on Thursday, saying clean water has been restored, but adding the work is not done.
Moving forward, We will continue to monitor the system. Additional testing will be administered to ensure continued water quality.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has signed a pro-life bill into law. The measure bans nearly all abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or certain medical situations. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. This replay of this week's daily editorial comes from Thursday when Chad chatted with Brian London.
Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Chad Markwitz, and I'm speaking today with Brian London, editor and publisher of the Gold Newsletter, and our host at the New Orleans Investment Conference, which we'll talk about a little later in this discussion. Brian, it's always great to have you on the show just to get your thoughts on the macroeconomic news of the day and how that affects the precious metals and the resource space. And I guess the big news out recently is that the CPI inflation reading came in a little hotter than people expected, and we've had some pretty big market reactions to it to the downside in the general markets, in the cryptoverse, in the commodities, and even in the precious metals. And it's interesting because everybody, Brian, was leaning towards one side of the boat. They all thought inflation would be trending down because they saw energy prices pulling back, they saw commodities pulling back. But what we saw instead was a lot of the services and a lot of the things that are not food or energy continue to raise higher, so inflation is higher. Typically, that would have actually been a boon to the precious metals and even to some of the commodities. But in this kind of an upside-down world, everybody's worried about what the Fed's going to do next. So what's your take on the market reaction we've seen, Brian, just in the last couple of days?
Yeah, thanks, Chad. Great to be with you as always. And it is an upside-down world, but it's not just for gold. What we've seen literally for decades, but most prominently since the 2008 great financial crisis, is that all of the markets are being driven by Fed policy, essentially. And because the Fed leads all of the other central banks around the world, it is really global in scope. What the Fed does drives all of the markets. And since 2008 in particular, we've seen Fed liquidity erasing really all of the inverse correlations that used to exist and used to be employed in good portfolio management. Everything is being lifted or has been lifted by this flood of liquidity from the Fed. Bonds and stocks are no longer inversely related. They are positively correlated. Gold, precious metals, tangible assets, real estate, everything has been lifted upon the sea of liquidity. So what's happened is the prices of all of these assets are set on a daily basis by hot money, quick-fingered traders on Wall Street, and their algorithms. And they very simply have a formula, A plus B equals C. Anything that indicates Fed hawkishness, that perhaps this sea of liquidity will be, the tide will come out a bit and the Fed will tighten, anything that indicates that means sell everything, across the board, everything, the whole spectrum of assets. Anything that indicates that that flood is coming in, that we're getting more liquidity from the Fed, means buy and buy everything. And that's what happens. The dollar goes up, contrary to all of this, when everything else is sold, because all the money that's being withdrawn from the markets goes into the dollar. So that's really what's happening. That's why we have such ridiculous, ludicrous situations like a hotter than expected CPI reading. Higher inflation than the market expected means sell gold. That is obviously not what should happen. It's not the interpretation that the markets have had for decades since gold was liberated in 1974 as an investable asset in the United States. Higher inflation means you should protect yourself from the depreciation of your home currency, in this case the dollar, by buying gold. It doesn't work that way over the short term. And so we have this situation where the Fed is intent to kill off inflation by raising rates, regardless of what happens to the economy, and everything's being sold off. And gold showing some weakness and approaching that important technical support gets attacked in a more concerted fashion by the traders who are trying to push it past those key levels and then precipitate a further drop that will pay off for their short positions.
Yeah, Brian, we are near that really key 1673 to 1675 level that was tested a couple times last year, the double bottom in March at those levels, then again in August in that little flash crash in the early hours. We've seen it get 1678 just earlier this year. And there's a lot of momentum traders that, like you say, would like to push it below that level. The question really comes to, is there anything that's going to give the precious metals a little relief, maybe a short covering rally or some people coming in from the sidelines and putting some cash to work if this level breaks as a bear trap? Or do you think that we actually could be setting up for months or even longer of more pain because of the Fed cycle continuing to hike? You know, how are you viewing the setup in the precious metals, and are you concerned about the sector overall?
Yeah, I would say I'm concerned about it in the near term because of everybody's been talking about these key levels around 1670, 1680, depending on how you mark the gold price. And because it's so widely watched and expected and acted as a target by the shorts, it's a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. And unless we get some sanity from long-term investors who are looking at, you know, the real story and investing with a further horizon, taking advantage of this to come into the market, unless that happens, it's hard to see us not going lower. Because even those investors are going to see the likelihood that they'll be able to get a cheaper price tomorrow. But I think that a bit longer term, and by longer term I'm talking a few weeks, I think we're going to start seeing the cost of servicing the debt act as a brake on the Fed's rate hikes. I don't think the Fed has more than one more rate hike after this coming one coming up, which is likely going to be 0.75 point. I don't think they have any more ammunition that they can employ because the cost of servicing the debt are going to rise prohibitively high and really stop them from further rate hikes. And I think if they at least stop, I think that would be bullish enough for gold and all of the markets, the equities and bonds as well. And there's a chance at that point that's going to be a recognition that the Fed really can't, because of the size of the debt, really can't address the issue of inflation. And if the Fed looks impotent on inflation and inflation remains high, that's a situation that's bearish for all of the other markets, yet bullish for precious metals.
Well, Brian, I know we've discussed this topic before about the ever-increasing debt load and the ability to service it as they hike the Fed funds rate. But the market so far, when you look at the Fed funds futures, they have moved from thinking they would get to about a 3-3.5% rate to just as of yesterday, I haven't looked today, they were now pricing in an 80% chance of a 4.3% Fed funds rate, which would mean if they raise 75 basis points next week and then they have two more potential rate hikes November and December, that would imply they're still going to do two more 50% rate hikes. But to your point, there is a breaking point or a tipping point where they can't keep raising it. Do you think that the market is just oblivious to this point now and it just hasn't gotten into the spotlight yet because we're still looking backwards at data as far as what the debt service level is from some of those earlier hikes, and they haven't really factored in the last few hikes yet? Do you think that there's going to be an awakening or an aha moment for the market, or is this going to just blindside traders?
Yeah, well, both. I think it's going to blindside them and be an awakening, and I'm amazed nobody's seen it yet. But the Fed's own figures on annualized interest payments is calculated on a quarterly basis, and right now we've got second quarter numbers. So at some point in October, I'm not sure of the exact date, but at some point that number is going to be updated. And the current number is already at a record high level, never before seen, of $600 billion a year. And that surpasses the heights that we reached in 2019 when the Fed was hiking at the blinding speed of a quarter point a year. So right now, the debt load is about double where it was then. The Fed is hiking rates about five or six times more quickly. And the third quarter numbers coming in next month will show the effects of those more aggressive rate hikes on a debt that is so much larger than it has been ever before and a multiple of where it was during the last rate hike campaign. So it is, I think, going to be a number that is going to blindside the markets, in your words.
All right, again, we're out of time for this segment on the radio. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We've gone in more or less chronological order for some of these daily editorials. We're finishing off with Chad's conversation with Mark Chandler. This was from Friday.
Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Chad Markwitz, and I'm speaking today with Mark Chandler, managing partner at Bannockburn Global Forex. And Mark, it's always great getting you on the show at the end of the week, just to wrap things up in the crazy markets that we live in and get your macro thoughts on what's actually moving the needle in a lot of these markets. This week, the clear headline story was the CPI number, the inflation reading, coming in a little bit hotter than people expected when almost everybody was leaning towards it coming in lower because we've seen energy prices pull back. We've seen commodity prices pull back, but people were not expecting services and other components within it to have gone higher. So a little bit of a market turbulence after the fact because, Mark, everybody started looking forward to the Fed and how this affects Fed policy, and everybody's expecting them to not only hike next week, but keep hiking higher than most expected to the end of the year. What do you make of the market reaction to the inflation data this week?
Yeah, wow, huh? Not only did they take interest rates higher, but also hit the stock market pretty hard, where the S&P 500, lowest level since, you know, the biggest drop in a couple of months as we retraced that summer rally. So I think that here we are a few days ahead of the FOMC meeting. The market flirted once again with the possibility of 100 basis point hike, but now feels, I think, much more comfortable with 75 basis points. But the trick is that in the November meeting, that's the next meeting after the following weeks, is the November 2nd meeting, and the market's got 75 basis points priced in for a hike there too. So the market, I think, takes away from the not only the high inflation numbers, but also we had, I think, the fifth week in a row that weekly jobless claims fell. And so we got, from the Fed's point of view, a tight labor market, high prices, pressure still. And so the market's giving them 75 basis points at the next two meetings, at 150 basis points. And then when you look at the December meeting, the market's leaning towards 50. So between now, as we speak here today, and the end of the year, the market is looking at possibly 200 basis point increase in the Fed funds target as the Federal Reserve doubles the pace of its quantitative tightening. The takeaway, though, is that the market feels the more aggressive the Fed is now, the more likely it's going to break something. And by breaking something, I mean that the market thinks the Fed's going to be raising interest rates. It's going to hurt the economy in such a way that the Federal Reserve will have to cut interest rates by the end of next year. But I'm looking at, I think we talked about this last week too, I'm looking at the difference between the March 2023 Fed funds contract and the yield of the December 2023 Fed funds contract. That December contract implies a 30 basis point lower yield, which is consistent with that rate cut before then the next year.
Well, Mark, it's interesting because you noted the stronger labor market metrics and that also The Fed is pretty convinced that the market and the economy is stronger than many were talking about a month or two ago, where only headlines we saw were about recession. But eventually, if they keep hiking, the odds are something could break and we could be hiking into a recession. So how do you balance out the narrative between the folks that believe we're already in a recession and that they already are going too far, and the other folks that feel they need to keep the pedal to the metal to keep fighting inflation while they can, because there is that eventual breaking point coming, and as you mentioned, the expectation that they'll probably have to shift back to cuts next year?
I don't know. I think that what's driving the Federal Reserve right now is not the economy itself. That means that we get weak economic data, like the retail sales number, industrial output figures in the U.S. are disappointing. Many economists cut GDP, Q3 GDP forecast. That alone won't stop the Fed from tightening. The key now is the price pressures. And the Federal Reserve, I think, will say something to this effect. But yes, we recognize that there's a risk that we over-tighten. But the greater risk is that inflation expectations get entrenched into businesses and worker behavior. And so, like on a risk-reward basis, I think is how the Fed's thinking about it, how the Fed presents the case. And so that's why I think that we're headed for a rougher economic time. And, you know, there's an old story about a recession is when your neighbor is out of work, and a depression is when you are. And I think that those people who thought that we were in a recession in the first half of the year, even though the broader measures of the economy really weren't contracting, and by that I'm looking at like gross domestic income, which should equal the gross domestic product, but sometimes it doesn't. And frequently really does it really match up. And so what economists really do is take an average of the two. And so I think that what I'm really getting at is that if you thought we were in a recession in the first half this year, just wait to see what's going to happen in the next couple of quarters.
Well, that's definitely something to think about, Mark, because the reality is if we're not in a recession yet and things get even worse, then that could be big trouble, and that could adjust the Fed's game plan. But there's also that other camp that believes we could have a soft landing. What do you think the odds of that are? Can the Fed thread the needle here and create a soft landing?
Well, I suppose it could. I mean, there's a lot of variables. I mean, I could see a situation where you tell me that the war with Russia and Ukraine ends. Ukraine defeats the Russians. And that China offers a lot more monetary and fiscal stimulus, get their property market back as that engine of growth. I can see how the U.S. could have a soft landing. If, of course, the Europeans, Canada, some large emerging markets can also have a soft landing. Hard to do it on our own. But I think the odds are pretty slim. So I think that as investors, as business people, we should be preparing for this. I think this is what FedEx said last night as they withdrew their earning forecast because of business conditions. General Electric, McDonald's. We've seen a couple of steel companies, Alcoa. Before that, we saw the large retailers like Walmart and Target. So I think that we're best, you know, of course, we want to hope for the best, but we should prepare for more difficult economic times. And that means capital preservation.
Well, Mark, one way people are trying to preserve their capital is by rushing into the U.S. dollar. We saw the U.S. dollar pull back a week or two ago to the 107 mid-levels, and now it's bounced all the way back up to the 109.50 area. So it's retraced that move all the way back up to close to that 110 area that was starting to break out from a couple weeks ago. So with so many people piling into the dollar, it also can give that impression, but really it's also counterbalanced against the other currencies. So it's counterbalanced against the euro and the yen. We did see the ECB come out and hike 75 basis points. And there are a couple other banks that maybe you could review that are going to be doing some hikes soon. Do you think that's enough to start moving the needle in these other currencies and take a little of the steam off of the U.S. dollar?
Yeah, no, I don't think we've reached that point yet. I think that the ECB hiked but a week earlier. The euro and the dollar index reacted as you would expect with a 75 basis point hike from the ECB. Dollar index weakened, the euro rally. But this week's story was really that CPI that you mentioned. And that lifted the dollar index to this 110 area, more or less. I'm looking for some consolidation, a little bit of a pullback in the dollar index ahead of the FOMC meeting, partly because I think it's all priced in now. So I want to say, like, works sort of like this. The big wagers are already in place. And so this is going to frustrate the short-term momentum traders and the short-term trend followers, and they're going to have to cut their positions. And so I think this takes us down into the FOMC meeting, and then it's a different story. In the bigger picture, I think the dollar index is going to go to maybe I'm looking at 117.50 to 120. And like you say, we're just hovering around 110 right now. So I just think that with the aggressiveness of Fed policy and the momentum behind this, I think that it's going to be hard to stop this quickly, especially think about how bad of a winter this could be in Europe.
That's a fair point. There is a lot of concern about the Euroland, but there are some continued moves in other central banks to at least start tightening, maybe not at the pace that the Fed has, and that's probably a big reason why the dollar and the U.S. interest rates have overshadowed a lot of other markets. But there are some other central banks that are going to be hiking soon. What are the key ones that we should have our eyes on, Mark?
So sure, yeah, next week we've got, besides the Fed meeting, we've got the Bank of England and the Bank of Japan. Bank of England meeting's a difficult one, I think, because they've got a new government and they haven't really given formal announcement of their fiscal intentions. We have some reports about it. We know the direction it's going, but we're not sure the amount, how it's going to be funded, those sort of things. And so this tie pushes the Bank of England to hiking rates 50 basis points. The market here, too, is toying with the idea of a larger move, 75 basis points, but some dreadful retail sales data. And this uncertainty about fiscal policy, I think, keeps the Bank of England at that 50 basis point move. You know, today is the 30th anniversary of when the UK left the ERM, a sterling crisis in the early 90s. And sort of to commemorate that in some kind of like morbid kind of way, sterling fell to its lowest level since 1985 here today on the 16th of September. And there's probably more room for it to fall. But I'm looking for it generally for it and the euro to recover a little bit, stabilize, maybe back and fill some of this big move that they've had this week ahead of the FOMC meeting.
All right, everyone, that wraps up this weekend's edition. Again, I hope you enjoyed those replays from this week. We're back at it full time next week, and we will have a full weekend show. I hope you all have a great weekend. I look forward to chatting with all of you and reading all your emails over the weekend. As always, please keep in touch with Shad and I.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.